Quick note on rhetoric. Rhetoric has traditionally been a speaker's or writer's self-conscious manipulation of his medium.
We observe today not a victory of party, but a celebration of freedom, symbolizing an end
with a view to ensuring his message is favorable, a reception is possible on the part of the particular audience being addressed. Yet for Rickert, the speaker is always working within an ambient environment. The speaker ceases to be only the speaker, so the intent of the speaker is causally irrelevant to the effects produced in the audience. This means intent becomes just one part of a much larger co-creating environment of feelings, people, technologies, sounds, colors, shapes, forces, and so on. Intent alone is insufficient. This doesn't mean we abandon the history of rhetoric, but that we work anew as rhetoric itself is part of our dwelling. So we attune to different parts of rhetoric, its material dimensions, as it's being practiced in the world. This is what Rickert sets out to do, attune differently to rhetorical notions like chora, kairos, and movement, while adding new lines of thinking, like dwelling, to form the theory and practice of ambient rhetoric, which arises through these transformations. The struggle is to quite literally think of rhetoric as inhabitable.